I would like to see a show of hands of all the persons in this church this morning who like to wait. Nobody? Because we all don't like waiting. We like things to be immediate. No one wants to be in the waiting room at the doctor's office. No one wants to be waiting in that lounge at the airport for a flight, especially when we see a sign saying flight delayed. And here we are in Advent. And Advent, it is about waiting. It is saying to us that something is delayed. And when that thing is going to take place, we have no idea at all. And there are two things that tend to happen when we're waiting. We get anxious. And when we get anxious, it is because we're screaming for security. We want certainty. And when we are anxious, all kinds of things tend to happen. Because anxiety will then lead to impatience. And when we are impatient, think about yourselves, especially those of you who are drivers. When you are impatient in traffic, think about some of the things that you do. Because that is when our thoughts start to percolate. That is when our words become angry. And we scream at other drivers. That is when our actions become erratic. Because sometimes we go around other cars thinking that we are, you know, on the racetrack. And sometimes we know especially what we do with that finger on our hand. So what is it that happens when we are anxious, when we are impatient? We fall into sin. And I have come to realize this, especially as we think of the numbers of persons recognizing that they have been anxious or impatient and that they have fallen to sin. And having recognized this, they rush to the confessional. Because this week, we've had over 500 persons who showed up for confession here at Mary Queen. So the priests were kept very busy. And one of the things that I instituted starting today is that between 9 and 12 on a Sunday morning, we're going to have confessions. So the priests who are not celebrating Mass will be in the confessional. And we started at 9 o'clock and we still have people lined up out there. So here it is, we are waiting. And we're waiting not for Christmas, because very often we think that Advent is about preparation for Christmas. It is much more than that. We're preparing for the event that we actually celebrated last week. The event of recognizing Jesus Christ as the King of the universe, when all things will be handed over to Him. When He will come to judge the living and the dead. So that is what we find ourselves preparing for, and Advent reminds us of that. But we get anxious in our time of waiting. And so we start first by blaming God. So if you notice in the first reading, we heard, "Why have you allowed this to happen?" So we blame God for our sinfulness. And we hear it all the time. It is because this is happening why this happened. But in the anxiety that we heard in the first reading, we also heard the plea, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down quickly. Oh, rend the heavens, come down. Lord, we are tired of waiting, come." And Advent is all about that. Come, come, Lord, come. We can't take it anymore. But yet, God is saying to us, wait, wait, watch. That's the word we heard in the gospel reading. Watch, because you do not know the hour. So be on your guard, be alert. And that is what is hard. But we have to be alert. For this reason, during the Advent season, we have the lighting of the Advent wreath. And so when we light a candle each week, we're saying, the time is drawing nearer. It's drawing nearer. But how near is nearer? We actually don't know. So we have to keep on being alert. So we therefore have to watch our thoughts. We have to watch our thoughts very carefully. Because sometimes what we find with people is that they come to the confession, and what is it that we hear them say? "I don't know why it is that I keep confessing the same sins over and over and over again." One of the things that I always say to help them in their anxiety, I say sort of glibly, "Well, at least give God thanks that you have not added any new sins." But we do these things because we have not been watching. We have not been watching ourselves. And because we have not been watching, then we fall. Examine your thoughts. Be in control of your thoughts. And let us not glibly say, "The devil made me do it." Because we always need to find someone to blame. So sure, the devil is alive and active, but we have to respond like Jesus, "Get behind me, Satan." So watch your thoughts. Watch your words. Think before you speak. Watch the words. So don't just say the very first thing that comes to your lips. Learn how to guard your lips so that each day when we begin the day, we make the sign of the cross on our lips. "Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise." So if we make that practice each day, as you rise from your beds, if you're not going to be praying the liturgy of the hours, make the sign of the cross on your lips, so that for that day, your mouth will proclaim the praises of God. And also, watch your actions. Look at the places that you go. Because people always say, I don't know why I keep going to that place. But they keep on going, and they go not so much because they are weak, but because they are anxious. Because we have used sin as a way of dealing with our anxiety. So watch the places that you go. And if you find yourself driving to that place, to that parlor, or to you know where, because we know these places, then turn around. Because I don't want to get ahead of myself for next week's homily, because one of the things that Advent is about, it's about repentance. So watch your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And this is where we come together as a community of faith, because very often, one person cannot do it. And we need the support of the community. The community that we have on earth, the community of the family, and we also need the community of the saints. So we have some help. And in our second reading today, we heard the words, God is faithful. God is faithful. So we have to learn to trust that. Because if God says, I am coming soon, not that we understand the word soon, but he means it. I am coming. Just wait. Just wait. Just watch. So that when I come, you will be prepared to welcome me. And so it may be a very long preparation, but we can do it. We can do it. Because all these saints of God who have gone on before us, they did it. And they are encouraging us to do it along with them. So we're not alone. So God knows our thoughts, he knows our words, he knows our actions. And God is there in all of these places. And God wants us to be conscious of his presence. Therefore, we can truly pray, rend the heavens and come quickly down. And he will say, yes, I am coming. Because we're celebrating his coming today in this Eucharist. Because it is that Jesus who is coming to us. And he's saying, I am the one for whom you wait. I am here. I am here in your midst. I am here to take away your anxiety. I am here to take away your impatience. I am here to give you security. And we can bask in that security. And we can know that although we may fall, we have the opportunity to go back to him. And he will heal us. So sure, we will tell him later on, Lord, I am not worthy. But only say the word, and he will say that word, and by that word, we will continue to be healed.